This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, live across America. And we're on the Genesis Communication Network. They are our national syndicator. We're also heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our military men and women are listening right now to us overseas. And we want to thank them for their service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 operators, too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and check out everything that they is over there for you to look at. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we have a couple of different things going on here. We talked to begin with about Venezuela, but I neglected to mention that on Monday, Vice President Pence, along with Elliot Abrams and our American group, I guess, is going to have a meeting with the Organization of American States inside Colombia. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this may be after the fact of whatever goes on today along that border, where we don't have any idea what's going to happen after two people were killed last night trying to force their way across the border with humanitarian supplies.
One was a woman.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Well, okay, so what do you think will happen Monday? I mean, I guess we've got to wait and see.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, we have to, understand that we have the Bolivian National Police that are running around Caracas as a hit squad on all the dissidents. Then you've got the Wagner Group, which is Vladimir Putin's other paramilitary operation. They're running around protecting Maduro.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got the Venezuelan military. Then you've got the National Guard that is doing what Maduro wants them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got at least 25,000 Cuban troops in Venezuela. So
mm-hmm.
What the United States apparently is trying to do is neutralize all of these factions here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going after the Venezuelan military specifically to get them to change sides. And we are being rather successful. It is apparently a fairly more important Venezuelan general that did trade sides yesterday. So,
mm-hmm.
I think it's because that the Trump administration has put out the shot across the bow, if you will,
mm-hmm.
that says you family members of the Venezuelan military that are living in Miami, you might want to keep your bags packed because you may be deported.
Now, the other thing that we need to report on right away is that your president has ordered another 1,000 more troops to go to the border, the Mexican border. They're going to be spread out down there in areas where they're needed. I heard the report yesterday from Eagle Pass that south of Eagle Pass, a few miles south of there, kind of out of sight of things, for 100 miles to one side of Eagle Pass, 100 miles to the other side, there are several 100,000 migrants getting ready to just hit the border all at one time. Now, this is where the Rio Grande is the barrier, if you will. People actually try to swim across the Rio Grande in some places where it's deep enough to do that. And, pardon me, in other places, they walk across the Rio Grande to where there's merely a single strand of barbed wire. And the report that I was looking at that talked about the troops talked about concertina wire that's going to be probably put in some of those areas to make it a little bit tougher for them to get through.
Correct. Correct. I mean, so, the military is down there in a support role. They're not down there to be policemen.
No, and the only thing they can do is point their guns, so to speak, towards Mexico, not towards the United States. And that's kind of not a technical term, but, yeah, that's the way it is. Now, before we go to break here, I want to get this in. I'm hearing all kinds of reports that ISIS fighters are being able to slip away with the refugees, with the families out of the area in Syria, and they're coming into Iraq. That's really rather disconcerting here, because what the hell is Iraq doing?
No, they haven't been slipping out. They have been, for the last year, as they've been losing territory, they have been going back into Iraq, and they have been burying weapons, burying money, burying all kinds of things. So when they go back, they are armed. So this is not a new condition. This is just one that we're, you know, the media is finally learning about. So... Iraq has got, you know, we're certainly there with them, and we're trying to do what we can do in order to capture these, you know, fighters. But you know, we knew that was going to happen. They leave Syria, and where are they going to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On to Iraq.
By the way, our little buddy in Germany, Maria, is saying hello, and she's listening to us tonight. Yep. And she's... out and about, and we appreciate Maria and all the great comments that she has to make, and there you go. Now, I got about 30 seconds here, so I think I'll just bring this out here. Roger Stone the other day was ordered, he's got a gag order against him, he can't open his mouth, and apparently Robert Mueller's office yesterday let something leak that there was no evidence to show that Roger Stone, that there was an arrest tip-off to the media. But yet I still find that hard to believe, because the CNN truck had been sitting there a couple hours ahead of time.
Well, first of all, the Mueller team isn't leaking anything. They will come out and make an official statement if they have to make an official statement. But anything else comes from, you know, other sources, and it's not the Mueller team.
Yeah, and they're saying sources said. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and a lot more to talk about tonight. By the way, the North Carolina judge, wow, Robert Kraft, another wow. And the hits just keep on coming with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC talking about factory farms. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Dennis Prager.
I was gung-ho for, I was a kid, but I was gung-ho for the civil rights legislation. When was it exactly?
1964.
Yes, I was in high school. And I was passionately for civil rights legislation. Barry Goldwater opposed it, not because he was for discrimination against blacks. In fact, he was a founder of the NAACP. In Arizona, all right? People don't know that, but I think it's very, very important that that be noted. And Barry Goldwater's argument was that we have here a clash between liberty and morality. It is immoral not to serve a black at a lunch counter, not to allow a black into a school, not to allow a black into a hotel. It's completely immoral. He fought it his whole adult life. But he was worried about what would happen if the government forced people to do, in this case, what is right. He was right. I was too young to foresee what the left does with everything that is noble and perverts it. The list now is an absurd list. Now it's hair. Commission on Human Rights on hair. An employer can't tell an employee, I'd like a certain look in my business. Can't do that. Just if you understand everything the left touches, it ruins, then you understand. It is. It's perverse. So the list is, and now it includes transgender, which means, as the great tennis star Martina Navratilova has just said, it's just not fair to allow male bodies who consider themselves female to compete in tennis. It's just not fair. Of course it's not fair. But the simpleton mind, the simplistic mind of the leftist, and the desire to undo all categories of distinction does not care. It is okay to ruin tennis. It is okay to ruin sports in the name of transgender rights. Because it's okay to ruin anything. It gives the soulless people a soul.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays, noon to 3, on AM 930, The Answer.
Do you know why so many people have trouble learning new languages? Because they make the mistake of trying to learn it, when they should just absorb it. And right now, a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone will show you how. So stop memorizing, stop translating, and please stop doing drill after boring drill. Because now you can unlock your hidden language learning potential with the world's fastest, easiest way to learn, Rosetta Stone. We don't want you to take our word for it. We don't even want you to listen to the U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, or NASA, who all believe in our program. We just hope you'll accept our free demo so you can experience the power of Rosetta Stone for yourself. Discover the secret to learning a language faster than you ever imagined. For your free demo, call 1-800-906-6972. Don't try to learn a language, just absorb it. Call 1-800-906-6972. 1-800-906-6972.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, a reminder to everybody that's in the Tampa area or the state of Florida, or even if you're coming down from Georgia or you're here watching baseball, today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., myself and the lovely Yvette Perez from Radio Loose will be at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership located at 16414 North Dam Avery Highway. And we'll be there with a great barbecue lunch supplied by Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30 till the food runs out. Now, here's the deal. You want to get a free lunch? You got to take a free test drive. Take a free test drive in a vehicle, you get a free lunch. It is just that simple. And they got a whole bunch of them there to take your pick from. And I'm sure you're going to have a great time. I know Sue, if she's listening, she's going to take a test drive in a vet. I know one of my friends, James, says that he's going to take a test drive in one of those big Rocky Ridge pickup trucks. So whatever, but that's Moss Family Chevrolet located at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway. I'll be there with the lovely Yvette. Billy Bill Bunkley's going to be stopping by. We'll have some of the Captain's Army there, too. You'll be able to meet some people that you hear talking on the telephone. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Now, Florida yesterday made some news for all the wrong reasons, and Robert Kraft got caught up in the news for all the wrong reasons. Here's some audio as to what happened.
Liz, can you confirm for us that that name is the high-profile individual and professional sports franchise owner that we believe it to be? And could you please speak to that name and that situation?
Yes, sir. He is one of the individuals.
Name who he is?
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many accounts may he face?
Right now we have two.
That would be two separate incidences or visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, or one visit with multiple charges from that one visit?
Two different visits.
The Orchids of Asia Day Spa. That should have told you something.
It is in a strip mall in Jupiter. I've taken a look at it. Now, both times when Kraft showed up, he showed up in a limo, by the way.
Okay.
Not only do they have video, this was about a 7 or 8 month surveillance intelligence gathering operation here.
Uh-huh.
So they have him on video, including in a sex act.
Jesus.
Yes. Now, 200, I think, 200 or 300 arrest warrants have been issued. That doesn't mean that they've been handed over yet, but have been issued. 25, I think, have been delivered, including the one to Kraft that went to his attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the bigger part of it isn't a sting to get people like Kraft. I mean, I think that's just a sidebar.
Right.
The bigger issue here is the slavery, the sex slavery that is going on.
Yeah.
These Asian girls are brought here to the United States under the promises of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are employed at, you know, places, because this is not the only place. This just happened to be the one that involved Bob Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there were about 7 or 8 other places in 3 or 4 towns. But anyway, these girls are not allowed to leave. They have to sleep there. They sleep on the very massage bed. And they had to cook outside on these little grills in the back of the place. They're
wow.
virtually not allowed to leave. So this is truly what we would call human trafficking.
Sounds like bondage to me.
Well, I mean, they're not bondage, but I mean, they're just hostage. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's remember, too, that this is not necessarily a new condition, because they did somewhat of this thing, you know, in February in Atlanta in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the Super Bowl in 2020 is in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So, with they're trying to clean it up. Now, several agencies were involved in this, by the way. It wasn't just, the local sheriff. Because this also has to do with ICE. These people may be here illegally. You see what I'm saying?
So yeah.
This is a much bigger condition than just Bob Kraft. But there are other big names that he's clearly not the biggest name in all of this. We just don't know who the other ones are yet.
Right. And, of course, we've been told, led to believe by one of the articles that's out there, that there's two financial titans, their words not mine, that are involved in this.
Correct.
Wow.
I had their names yesterday, but I didn't know either of them. Like
wow.
Wall Street guys, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable. Now, there was a situation also yesterday where a North Carolina Superior Court judge ruled that two amendments that were passed by the voters last election, voter ID amendments, were ruled unconstitutional. So the voter ID law that was going to take effect next election in North Carolina is now null and void, unless, of course, they take it and move it up the line. I don't know if they will or not.
They will do that. They will do that.
Okay.
It'll be challenged, yeah. Not to worry.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Well, I mean, essentially that's been happening in California, too. I mean, in California, voting the right way on propositions or whatever, and then you got these judges that go, and that's going against the will of the people.
Mm.
It's not a cool thing.
By the way, the number one most popular Democrat right now is AOC. No surprise there, right?
Right.
And, of course, it's partially because of comments like, let me see here, comments like these, which defy logic.
I think that's a reference to your Green New Deal.
Yes.
Can you explain that for us?
Yes.
In the deal, what we talk about is, I mean, and it's true, is that we need to take a look at factory farming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, period. It's wild.
Yes.
And so it's not to say you get rid of agriculture. It's not to say we're going to force everybody to go vegan or anything crazy like that. But it's to say, listen, we got to address factory farming. Maybe we shouldn't be eating a hamburger for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, let's keep it real.
Slow down.
Yeah, I mean, but we have to take a look at everything, and what we need to realize is that climate change is about every choice that we make in our lives.
So the way she explained farting cows is just don't eat meat three times a day.
Well, Cory Booker is saying the same thing,
mm-hmm.
which is all what climate change is. Climate change is a cover for major socialist programs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'm going to change directions here. Who was it from China that met with the president yesterday? Was it the trade representative?
Yes.
And how did that work out? Do we know?
Apparently it's very good. In fact, it's so good they're staying an extra day or so. But, yeah, apparently Trump came out yesterday and said he was very, very delighted. They apparently have some deals on the table. And I think they're, according to Trump, they're just fine-tuning it.
Hmm. Now, we do have a situation where the Mueller investigation is probably not going to release any information next week. But Ari Fleischer yesterday had an interesting point, and here's about 47 seconds of Ari Fleischer talking to Fox and Friends.
President Trump's critics are already pivoting on the Mueller report, which could wrap up next week. So what happens if the special counsel doesn't deliver what the Democrats have been praying for?
Yeah, it was so rare to see his critics on CNN. It just kind of jarred me for a second. Here to weigh in is a former White House press secretary, Fox News contributor, Ari Fleischer. Ari, we have no idea what to expect. We do think that they won't drop it while he's in North Korea, so it's probably two weeks away. But your sense is, what's this document going to do? How is it going to change things?
My caution to everybody is keep your powder dry, because you do not know what Bob Mueller has unless you are one of the attorneys who represents somebody and his people have filled you in. And if you're not one of those people and you haven't talked to one of those people, just wait. Have the patience and the discipline not to get out in front of this story. Let's see what Bob Mueller has and doesn't have.
Well, there you go. And you kind of referred to that a couple of seconds ago there. But Ari Fleischer's in a unique position to know things, right?
Well, I mean, he doesn't have an official government role. But, you know, everybody thinks that they've got an inside track to the Mueller operation. The short of the answer to that is they don't. That's what Ari Fleischer's trying to say. It doesn't leak. You know, people are trying to see what's happening in courts and whatnot as a result of what he does. But
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and we look forward to talking to you on Monday morning, so you have yourself a really good weekend.
You too.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back with my first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Country. So I look forward to seeing the report. If it's an honest report, it will say that. If it's not an honest report, it won't.
Mueller's report of the Russian investigation could be released in the next few weeks. Citing juror misconduct, the defense in the El Chapo drug case in Brooklyn will seek a new trial.
The filing comes 2 days after a Vice News report that jurors regularly followed news coverage of the trial, despite the judge's instruction that they not. Joaquin Guzman's attorneys say they will seek an evidentiary hearing to determine the extent of juror misconduct. The drug kingpin, nicknamed El Chapo, was convicted last week on charges likely to send him to prison for life. He's to be sentenced in June. The defense is asking a month's delay while it prepares a motion for a new trial. Warren Levinson, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 181 points. Friday, the S&P was up 17. The Nasdaq raised 67. Crude oil future prices headed higher in New York Friday, rising 30 cents to $57.26 a barrel. This is townhall.com.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed, even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated.
The library.
I'm Jones' house.
The bus stop.
And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Great. It sounds like we don't have a plan.
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency, who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Larry Elder.
By a 21-point margin, blacks believe he should not step down versus believing that he should step down. Among whites, however, it's 50-50.
So whites are more offended by the photographs than blacks are in Virginia.
The assumption was that black people are going to be far more offended by this than whites. You know why? Because they know it's nothing.
Weeknights at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and as is always the custom, this edition of the Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you and a great way for veterans to use your GI Bill benefits and also for civilians looking for a rock-solid career and a way to get yourself jump-started here. Here's more about it right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion, I got a great idea for you that'll help you jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is a job that is in very high demand right now all around the world. So it's entirely possible you could get a job that could land you up overseas somewhere, making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a year or more. So check them out online at naa.edu. Schedule a tour for one of their locations. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. That's 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. Well, veterans, this week, the National Veterans Affairs Service Director, Ryan Gallucci, announced that the VA appeals process was going to change. And it has now changed, making it easier for you to appeal decisions that you might not agree with, versus having to wait sometimes months and years in the process to have them adjudicated for you. And here's what's changed. The new law is designed to modernize the current system and provide earlier claim resolution per the VA. It requires improved beneficiary notification of VA decisions and offers three review options for beneficiaries who disagree with those decisions. Number one, a higher level review sends the claim to a senior claims adjudicator with no evidence allowed. The reviewer can then overturn the original ruling based on his or her opinion and based on a clear and unmistakable error. Number two, a supplemental claim that lets the veteran submit new relevant evidence to support the appeal. And number three, an appeal directly to the board, which gives the veteran the chance to appeal directly to the Board of Veterans Appeals, either via direct review where no new evidence or hearing is required, just a new look at the claim, or by submitting new evidence without requesting a hearing, or by requesting a full hearing with new evidence and the chance to testify before a veterans law judge under the new system. Now, in the past, some of this had taken months and years to adjudicate, but now it's all working out much for the better. Now, U.S. troop withdrawals are not on the table for the president's North Korean peace talks in Hanoi, Vietnam, next week. Senior administration officials are saying that U.S. troop withdrawals from the Korean Peninsula will not be on the planned agenda for next week's peace talks. Now, whether or not the president decides to add them remains to be seen because, of course, he can do that. But we'll see what happens there. In addition, we talked this week about the fact that the United States is going to leave about 200 U.S. troops in Syria, a small peacekeeping group, to be there as a act as a buffer zone, if you will, for the Kurds that are there, and Turkey and Syria and everything else that might be going on. Now, AFRICOM has added a major logistics hub in West Africa, hinting at a longer than what we believe U.S. presence would be in the area. This probably has something to do with the fact that Boko Haram, ISIS, Al-Qaeda are all alive and well in Africa and making some strides. And from Ghana's capital, a new supply network with ferry supplies and arms to special forces troops across the region are now, in fact, going on. So we'll see how that all works out. By the way, did you hear about Iran and the Straits of Hormuz? Now, Denise and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. I've got a lot more information now. Iran's naval maneuvers started yesterday and will continue through the weekend before they ramp down. Iran's Navy has 100 ships, basically their whole Navy, holding an annual drill in the strategic Straits of Hormuz as pressure mounts on the country months after the United States reimposed sanctions on Iran, targeting its vital oil sector. Now, they're out there with a brand new submarine They're out there with a brand new surface-to-surface cruise missile. They're out there with some interesting new toys on their warships for us to see. And so far, even though they haven't really blocked the straits with their activity, we're not hearing about any ships that are having any problems getting through, and that would be the oil tankers going back and forth. That's a big, big oil tanker route right there. So Iran probably doesn't want to cause too many problems, but they also want to be seen doing what they're doing. Now, the Pentagon, according to reports, wants to know how a border wall will improve troops' effectiveness before it contributes DOD dollars. Now, the Pentagon has asked the Department of Homeland Security to identify locations where border wall construction would improve the effectiveness of military troops deployed there. A key justification required to redirect military construction spending that would otherwise go to local base projects. And there is some of that going on right now to give the president his $5.7 billion that he was looking to get. Now, yesterday there was a resolution passed. I'm sorry, it wasn't passed yet. It's about to be voted on. It was brought up, and it's going to be going to the floor for vote. To not agree with the president's border wall presumptions and border barrier presumptions. Matter of fact, it's going to put the president on notice that the United States House of Representatives does not agree with what he's doing. And it's a way to try to stop him through a resolution before legislation would obviously be passed. That resolution would then go along to the Senate to be voted on there. And if it were to be passed in the Senate, the president's already said that he's going to veto the legislation. So there you have it. Now, we don't know what's going to happen. And I'm not sitting on a crystal ball to where I can tell you what's going to happen. But again, if for some reason the House and the Senate pass this and send it along to the president to be signed, he will not do it. And one last little thing, the Navy, if the Navy ever hopes to reach its goal of 355 ships, it won't let be simply by building new hulls and launching them. The Navy wants faster ship repairs, as we currently have quite a few ships that are sitting in dry dock being repaired. 70% of the destroyer fleet is running late on repairs right now. And obviously that's something that cannot be done. Cannot be done. They have to find a better way to get things done, if you will. And the Marines, never to be outdone, the makers of the Marine Corps new M27 automatic rifle, Heckler and Koch, look like they're getting it ready. Getting it ready to go. And they're telling everybody that the rifles are being built to be Marine proof. So, Semper Fi to all you Marines out there. And by the way, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And another look at the highways and byways out there. We do have a big old storm coming across the Central Plains right now. There's a blizzard warning out there in several states. I'll let you know where.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Why Shocker?
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners. Dennis Prager explains what we're up against.
Within days, we reported on this show that it was very suspect, this whole report.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized.
They're going to announce that he is an abomination? They lie because they don't even care about the truth.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Phil's Gang at 3 on AM 930. The Answer.
Given Facebook's numerous data breaches and privacy scandals over the last year, would you trust a video camera you purchased from them to be completely safe from hackers and trackers? Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update, brought to you by SimpliSafe, the most innovative and comprehensive wireless protection for your home. Order yours at simplysafekim.com. Last November, Facebook unveiled their Portal smart screen for video chats at home using Facebook Messenger. Now, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is hitting the streets, trying to turn around the negative press about him, Facebook, and the string of massive data breaches, bad management, and arrogant stances. He recently stopped by Harvard for an interview where he said, and I quote, "We definitely don't want a society where there's a camera in everyone's living room." Well, the interviewer mentioned Portal is that camera, and Zuckerberg laughed and said, "That is, I guess, yeah. You'd have to be a dope to give Facebook a portal into your life." I'm Kim Commando.
The world is full of sounds that warn you about danger. Like if you get a little close to a rattlesnake, you'll hear a rattle. But what about in the digital world? If your personal information is in danger, there's no rattling sound to let you know you might be in trouble. Good thing LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices like malware or emerging viruses. And if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join now and get an extra 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter promo code Kim. That's promo code Kim for 10% off. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Kim.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. With a worn out cracker box of GMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
All righty, Leland Martin up there on one of those iced roads. He's an iced road trucker up there hauling that big old little stretch RG end that he's got there with those triaxles on it. He's got a big old triaxle tractor himself. Now, let's get to the highways and byways here, brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group with four dealerships to serve you. I will be at Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa here on Northdale Mabry. I'll tell you all about that here in just a minute from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, a powerful storm continues to produce widespread hazards all weekend long. Now, this storm is stretching from the Central Plains to the Great Lakes. The large system is producing several hazards across the eastern two-thirds of the country, which include severe storms with damaging winds, tornadoes. There is a much bigger tornado watch and warning area now to tell you about. I will let you know about that here in just a minute. It stretches across three states right now. And the Tennessee Lower Mississippi Valleys, rain, continued flood threat for the Ohio-Tennessee Valleys, and heavy snow with blizzard conditions from the Central Plains to the Upper Mississippi Valley. Now, let's start out with the bad severe weather. There are tornado watches and warnings right now for the southeastern corner of Arkansas going across the northern part of Mississippi, going into the northwestern part of Alabama, and to the lower central part of Tennessee. There are tornado watches and warnings through that entire area as there's some severe weather that's moving across from Arkansas through Tennessee, through the northern parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, northwest Georgia, got some weather there, might affect the NASCAR race. And you've got rain up through the western part of North Carolina in the mountains. By the way, there is a rock slide tonight that's got I-40 shut down in the gorge. The detour is going to be very long. You won't be able to run I-40 through the gorge, so what you're going to have to do is take I-81 up to I-26 and come down that way. I-77, I-26, there's just no way around it. No way around it right now, unfortunately. So there you go. The gorge is shut down there, at the Tennessee-North Carolina line. Now, where the snow is the worst right now, eastern Colorado into Kansas. Two-thirds of Kansas is under a blizzard warning right now. The southeastern portion of Nebraska is the same. It's probably snowing up where Al is right now because I see snow all across Nebraska, including out there where he's at near Grand Island. You've got snow in the western part of Iowa tonight, in the southern part of Minnesota, and according to what I'm looking at, it says blizzard warning, southern Minnesota. Winter storm warning, western part of Wisconsin, right along the North Dakota and Minnesota line. Winter storm warning, snow all through the western part of Minnesota and the southeastern part of North Dakota and the northeastern part of South Dakota. And snow across all of Wisconsin, the northern part of Illinois, all of Iowa. You've got fog right now, in toss that into the mix, over in Missouri, and some rain up in central Missouri as well. High winds across much of Texas, much of Oklahoma. The panhandle of Oklahoma tonight, you are getting snow all the way across over into New Mexico. There is still a winter storm warning up for west of New Mexico all the way over to the Arizona line. You've got a mixture of weather tonight down on I-10, Tucson east over to the New Mexico line. Right now it's broken down to where there's snow, sleet, and or freezing rain. Kingman, Arizona, looks like as if you've got some lingering effects of some snow there. Finally quit snowing in Las Vegas 3 days in a row, but finally quit snowing there. You got snow in the mountains in California. You got a winter storm warning in the southern part of Washington State. Snow east of Seattle up over Snoqualmie, but nothing you can't handle. Winter storm watch in Montana. You've got a winter storm warning in Wyoming, and that's going to go east across I-80. You've also got Idaho around Boise, a winter storm warning, so be careful. By the way, cabbage coming down off I-84 tonight. It looks like you're going to have a real adventure. The chain law's in effect up there, so be careful. I-84 cabbage headed down into Portland or towards Seattle. And other than that, upstate New York, high wind warning. Maybe some lake effect starting in. The wind looks like it's turning around, so there may be some lake effect during the course of the day. There are some snow showers in the mountains of Vermont and western part of the Berkshires in Massachusetts, as well as scattered across the higher elevations of Massachusetts. You've got snow up into the southeastern port of New Hampshire. And then in northern Maine tonight, a winter storm warning and winter storm watch, so be careful up that way if you're traveling. A lot of fog tonight in eastern Texas, to include Houston, all the way down to Galveston Island and down to the Mexican line along the Gulf there. A lot of fog tonight, heavy, dense fog. And fog along the panhandle from Pensacola across to Mobile, across to New Orleans, and down along the Gulf of Mexico all the way over to Houston. So be careful there with your travels on the highways and byways tonight. Now, that takes care of your trucker's report for this hour, the report that's always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, today, again, I will be making a live appearance at Moss Family Chevrolet, which is located at 16414 North Dalmeyri Highway. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I would encourage folks to stop by and say hi and check out the brand-new Chevys they've got there. They've got the Rocky Ridge trucks that are the ones that are jacked up, the big custom 4x4s. And that Silverado is pretty fancy, too, by the way. Got a whole bunch of them if you're into trucks. Otherwise, they got plenty of cars. Want to take a test drive in a Corvette? Here's your chance. But if you want to have a free lunch, you got to have a test drive in a vehicle to do it. And Sue, I see you're there. I know you're coming. You're bringing Karen along with you, and you guys are going riding in a vet. Although I can't wait to see where the salesman's going to ride. That's a two-seat car. So I guess the salesman will be in the sitting in between the seats up on the rocker panel or something. But anyway, it ought to be interesting. Ought to be interesting to see you guys there. Looking forward to seeing you guys there today and all the other people that have been telling me they're going to be there. By the way, Patrick Hyland will be making a visit to us. He's the insurance quarterback. You hear him a couple times a week on the show. Bill Bunkley said he was going to stop by. Yvette Perez, my cohort over on Radio Luz, 760, the Spanish Christian station that Salem has in Tampa, will be there. And we'll be giving out coupons, $500 coupons. If you want to make a deal on a vehicle, we got an extra $500 with that coupon to see to it that you get some more money taken off whatever the deal is that you're making with Moss Family Chevrolet. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, and we look forward to seeing you today from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The food starts at 11:30, goes to 1:30, and it's being catered by Mission Barbecue. That is our partner when we do anything with Moss Family Automotive, and we want to thank them very much for working with us and look forward to a long relationship with Mission Barbecue. All right, folks, coming right back with Ron Edwards, theronedwards.com, the Edwards Notebook Guy, and I will be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
You're an author writing a Christian book, so you may know this cheery little fact. Old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. You know your book is fabulous, but hey, if it's not what a publisher needs, all you need is your book in print. You want it on Amazon. You want to spread the word the way you've written it. So do it. Forget old-fashioned publishing. Publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Fast and affordable, Zulon Press gives you the power to put your Christian book on the market the way you want it. Zulon Press knows your mission because they have the same mission. Publish your book. See it on Amazon. Be a published author with Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. Get your book hot off the press. Zulon Press. Find your free publishing guide.